Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You, brought to you by Mercy Wellness here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Joe Sullivan, the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. And we have another member of the team at Mercy Wellness. Yep. He's part of the operations team, Owen Guyan. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Today we're going to talk about a new aspect, a relatively new aspect at Mercy Wellness called Mercy Love. And the overview of this, yeah. It's a customer sort of appreciation program, right?
Yeah, so it's basically a rewards program.
Okay.
And it's been in the works for quite some time. Our chief love officer, Zach Monday, coined it and started it off, and so I came in and helped pick it up, and we launched it about 2 weeks ago. So yeah, it's a rewards program where our faithful customers come in and basically earn points with every purchase they make, and those points turn into monetary value on any product that we have to offer.
So future purchases, you come and you'd get a discount, and if you purchased a lot of product, sure, you could possibly get free products.
Absolutely, yeah.
And okay.
So they have the choice to either spend the rewards points immediately, or they can save them up over time and make a big chunk purchase if they'd like to as well.
All right, that's really fun.
I'm excited for the Mercy fam, especially since so much of our customers are repeat customers.
Right.
It's a pretty awesome way to give back to them. So.
Right, stoked. Right. And that, I would imagine that also helps those who maybe are using cannabis for medicinal purposes, and the prices, they can be tough, but if you're able to come back and have that little discount on future purchases, or depending on how much you're buying, I mean, that can make a real difference.
Absolutely. There's so many people out there that even the smallest things make a huge difference, especially when we're talking medicinal use as opposed to recreational use. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people out there that really do need this. And so part of it is not only the loyalty of our customers, but we're just trying to do something for those who really do need it. And this is kind of a step for us to do that.
Right. Now, we've heard of loyalty programs before. Where is the basis for doing this kind of program?
Well, yeah, I mean, loyalty programs have been around since, the 70s when the airlines started that back in the day. So as we all know, we've been a part of certain programs and stuff, and it kind of ties in, the Mercy Love title ties into, our attitude towards our customers, who we view as our neighbors, our customers, our patients. It's all a family. Mm-hmm. And so we felt that it was appropriate to not just to give back to them, but to keep that loyalty and that family bond strong, even in the form of a little bit of money back to them. So, we're just kind of joining the rest of the...
Yeah. We're trying to find aspects, there's a bunch of values that Mercy Wellness has identified, core values that we want to carry forward, especially into the future with all the growth that's happening in the cannabis industry.
Right.
One of those values that by and large was identified immediately was Mercy Love. That's a value all of us hold dear to our hearts. And then the next step there is, okay, what can we find that align themselves with these values that we hold so dear? And so I think part of that was the rewards program, like how you accrue mileage for flying and things like that.
Right.
That kind of fits into that Mercy Love section. So I'm excited because this is the one they're working on now. And then there's so many other values that, it's exciting to see where we can find with that. But starting with Mercy Love, I thought was perfect.
Yeah. And I do like that this program isn't just a rewards program, that you also, as you said, Joe, that there's other aspects of it that are important, like giving back.
Yeah. Mercy has what we call a circle of virtues, and that includes compassion, kindness, gratitude, and giving. And that is part of the entire Mercy ideal. So when you come in to the dispensary, whether it's, you know, somebody at the front desk or our bud tenders or somebody on the telephone, we take pride in giving those virtues to our customers and our patients. And so Mercy Love kind of ties in hand with that, because it really just falls into our circle of virtues. So it was actually really easy to, you know, decide that, hey, we want to do this, we're going to launch it, and we're going to incorporate it really with what we've already been doing to our community. So it really, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, and it was so nice on Black Friday when I went by the store.
It was nice seeing you.
And you had the tree with the senior.
Yes, Santa for a Senior.
Yes, exactly, the Santa for a Senior. And I did that, and it felt so nice to be able to do something that Mercy is behind, helping out someone in our community. Jeremiah was my guy, and I got him a sweatshirt and a calendar.
It
just felt so good.
It felt great, especially to see the pile of gifts that were left by people participating. Yeah. So it just goes to illustrate the point that people care, and they, and if you give them the opportunity to shine, most times they do. And so for me, it's just an affirmation of the type of person that shops at Mercy and the culture that we've been able to build there and hopefully continue to shepherd into the future.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Community is a big part of it. So let's talk about expanding out with Mercy Wellness, right? You're trying to reach more parts of the community. What is Mercy Delivery?
Mercy Delivery. Well, it pretty much is exactly what it sounds like. We have we have created and launched our own delivery service in-house.
Great.
It's kind of been a long time coming. We've looked at many options using third-party driving programs and stuff, and you know, the best way to do it, because you can keep control of it and kind of do how you want, is to do it in-house. And so December 16th, we launched Mercy Delivery, and it's been going very smooth. We've got three really nice drivers. We've been getting nothing but good feedback so far. And so, yeah, it's really, it's again, it goes back to Mercy Love. It's something that we're doing for our customers. You know, not every day people can make it out of the house, whether they don't want to or they're not able. So just, you know, taking one step further to be able to offer our product and medicine to the people that need it that maybe can't get it.
And where are the delivery areas?
So all of the incorporated parts of Santa Rosa, Windsor, Cotati, Pengrove, Petaluma, downtown Sebastopol.
Rohnert Park.
And Rohnert Park.
Yes. Okay.
So kind of up along the 101 corridor there.
Yeah, I live 2 minutes away from the dispensary, and I placed a delivery order. So I did not want to go in. I just didn't feel like going in. So I can understand.
Yeah. There are times. What are the hours for delivery?
So it's going to be the same as our online e-commerce store. So you can order anything between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. The dispensary closes at 7. So anywhere in that time frame, you can do an online order. When you're checking out, it's important to select the delivery option.
Okay.
Most people that are already signed up with our e-commerce site, it's an automatic in-store pickup. So just when you're checking out, pay attention to the pickup address, and you can toggle with the delivery there.
Okay.
And our drivers are out pretty rapidly, and you can expect us there between an hour and up to 4 hours, but I'm very proud to say that it hasn't taken us that long
thus far. That's still pretty nice. I mean, if you can't make it to the store in Cotati, that's an easy option.
Yeah, too. And I think about it all the time, especially with the growth we've had. You know, we get busy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people are coming in there to you know, lessen the impact of the anxiety they may be suffering from. And the crowds and things like that can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
And so just that alone, you know, and the amount of people I know, the customers that have had to wait like for their one ride they get a week, you know, maybe because they don't, they're a little older and they can't drive or so, for whatever reason it may be, it's allowing them the opportunity to have the medicine. And then I'll just say I'm super proud of, there's a lot of delivery services out there. The menus are very limited. And the fact that we're able to deliver through Mercy gives them the whole menu.
Anything at Mercy?
Yeah, it's our entire inventory. So the same thing you can order for your in-store pickup, same thing as if you walk in the store and you make a list, we will bring you anything you want from our inventory. So we're
and
proud
how,
of that.
How much does it cost for delivery?
It's a flat $12 fee for delivery. There's no minimum purchase amount.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, everything comes with a fee. And so you got to think this is paying for the additional vehicles, insurance, gasoline, things like that. So we did the calculations and we found that was the best we could do. Mm-hmm. And it's fair.
Well, yeah, also too, it's a convenience as well.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of the delivery services, they'll have minimums, you know, $50 to $100 before they'll even come out to your address.
Right.
And so for somebody that may be on a budget but still needs the service, I mean, you can still pick up your medicine and have it delivered. And you don't have to worry about if it's only because you can only afford a pre-roll this time or if you can, you know, something like that. So,
right.
Yeah, something to think about.
Yeah, that is nice. And honestly, if you think about how much it would cost to take a taxi, for instance, to the store,
double that for some, easily.
An Uber to downtown Petaluma and back is easily going to cost you $30+.
Right.
So you're saving a lot of money there, too.
All right, that's good. What if you're outside of those delivery areas that you mentioned? Can you still get deliveries?
If you're outside of one of our delivery zones, when you're ordering online, it won't give you the option for delivery when you input your address.
Okay.
So we're working on it. As we grow, we will expand. Mm-hmm. But for now, because we're just launching and we're kind of getting our bearings, we have to stick within our parameters, but it will be expanding. And so, yeah, if you're not able to make the order online, then you'll know that we don't deliver to your zone.
All right, so it'll be pretty obvious. And then do you pay when you're ordering online or do you pay when the items show up?
Yeah, currently Mercy is cash only.
Okay.
So it's going to be a cash on delivery there.
All right.
But there may be some changes in the future. We're looking at using, you know, debit and credit sometime in the future.
It's the payments due upon delivery.
Okay.
Yeah, that's so.
Yeah.
I had the driver come over to my house, and I think they probably saw my name on the order, but I wasn't feeling well. And so I just like, well, they're probably going to giggle because I'm ordering something that I wouldn't normally use. It was like a CBD rub. And the driver came, and he had, you know, very quick, you know, I will say very courteous, very polite, which I was definitely, you know, checking for, and then made the change very quickly and was in and out in no time. So
that's
like,
great.
I think it's important to note, you know, you're going into people's homes, and it's important to be respectful and courteous. And I'm really proud to say we have that. So,
what about the vehicles? That do they have Mercy Wellness on the side of them? If you're worried about, you know, someone, your neighbor seeing Mercy drive up in front of your house,
that's a great question. So,
that's a good question.
It is the law, the Bureau of Cannabis Control. The regulations are no identifying marks of Mercy Wellness or, you know, if this is a cannabis delivery service. Mm-hmm. So all the vehicles are, you know, super under the radar. Our drivers aren't wearing anything Mercy.
Okay.
They have a nice side bag that they carry your order in. So really there's no way to know who they are, what they're doing, and what they're bringing to you until you're already inside with your order. So
yeah, I think discretion's key, right?
Yeah.
We want to make sure it's not anyone else's.
I mean, your business, right?
Yep.
What you're
Absolutely.
Doing is your business.
Definitely.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, you can learn more about it at mercywellness.com.
Yep, mercywellness.com/delivery.
Okay.
And also, in addition to what we were talking about, Mercy Love, our rewards, this also goes for delivery. So if you order some delivery orders online, you will get those points. And it's every customer of ours at Mercy Wellness is already automatically signed up for our rewards program.
Oh, cool.
So you don't need to opt in or anything like that. If you've made a purchase in the last 2 weeks, you're collecting points.
Love it.
And if you guys want to know how to access your digital rewards wallet, feel free to email me, owen@mercywellness.com, and I would be happy to send you guys all that information.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. We're going to have to try out that delivery service. Owen Agayan, he is the operations team member at Mercy Wellness. We're going to take a quick break and be back and talk with Sweet Relief.
Yes.
They're up next here. This is Can I Help You on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A cannabis talk show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. And hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the game. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
Agricultural community farmers markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week, year-round.
Shop the Petaluma Eastside Market at Lucchese Park, Tuesdays 10 to 1:30 to create your own farm-to-table meals. Local chicken, lamb, beef, and fresh fish, all available at the market. From Petaluma Pastured Poultry, Betha Springs Ranch, chickens and Anna's Seafood with fresh Sonoma Coast crabs. Seasonal produce chicken like pomegranates, pots, persimmons, winter squash, Petaluma greens, beans, eggs, cheese, and green beans from local farms like Ortiz Brothers, Neufeld, Olson, and Rojas Family Farms, Wheeler Produce, and Little Organic Farm. Grab some dairy from Strauss Family Creamery and sweet dates from the Jewel Date Farm. Get baked goods from Revolution Bread, Redbird Bakery, gluten-free from Seymour's Pretty Cakes, and the Cheesecake Lady from Berry Blissful Desserts and more. Fresh coffee from Fuel Food Truck and Myriad Coffee. Grab breakfast, lunch, or dinner from the restaurant quality food vendors.
For more info on your local farmers markets, go to communityfarmersmarkets.com. Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise.
Enjoy yourself.
Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later.
And welcome back to Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness. I'm Michelle Marquis along with Joe Sullivan. Joe is the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. And we have some great guests who are in the studio with us
we
today.
Sure do. Yes, we do.
From Sweet Relief, the founder, Dee Dee Davis, and sales and marketing director for Sweet Relief is Susanna Froman. Thank you, ladies, for coming in. It's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, thank you guys for coming in. I'm really excited. Sweet Relief's a company that's near and dear to my heart. But I figured we'd just jump in and let the listeners know a little bit about your company and how you girls got started.
All righty. Well, I'll start out noting that Susanna is my oldest daughter.
Yeah.
And this is a family-owned business that's dedicated to bringing the combining the healing qualities of the cannabis plant mm-hmm. with earth and body-friendly formulations to bring comfort.
That's awesome.
For painful conditions, wherever they might be in the body.
And then, Susanna, why don't you tell us a little bit about the line of products that you guys carry at the store?
Yeah, absolutely. We make sun-grown, full-spectrum cannabis topicals to help people manage pain locally or wherever it hurts, whether it's muscular, joint, tendons, headaches, skin conditions. They're easy to use, and the ingredients also nourish the skin. We have a pain line. Comfort is for everyday pain. Comfort Plus is for deep chronic pain. Mm-hmm. And we've heard from hundreds of customers, which is really where we get our testimonials and our evidence of the efficacy, that they really do help significantly reduce pain within about 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, so I'm curious to know too, because I know we've talked, but like kind of where the inspiration came from for the company, where that name came from. I'm sure there's a story behind that.
Well, in our case, the necessity was the mother of invention when my younger sister was terribly injured in a car accident
with multiple surgeries
and you know, spinal fusions and a diagnosis of deep chronic pain for life. And after going through the traditional pharmaceutical route, she sought an alternative in cannabis. but didn't really want to get high. So we experimented with different ways to apply topical cream and found that it really did help with her pain and also produced no psychoactivity. And it was just really a life-changing discovery for us.
That's fantastic. So what is in Sweet? Obviously, there's a lot of different formulations. So there's a lot of different companies out on the market. Obviously, we've had a couple on the show here ourselves. What about Sweet Relief makes it different? What's in Sweet Relief that makes it so effective for that pain?
So I'm going to address that because, you know, I want to make note first that there's not a lot of research available because of the federal ban on Schedule I products. Everything we'll discuss here is from our 5 years of patient feedback. And the belief that we have formulated over time from that feedback that THC is really the cannabinoid that works on pain.
Sure.
And so our topicals are very potent THC-rich topicals combined with CBD, which is to enhance the qualities of both and make it a better synergy between the two. And then adding essential oils that are terpene-rich and very much focused on just pain and inflammation reduction. Adding in aloe and shea butter and coconut oil that are so nourishing to the skin and whipping it up into a product that really nourishes and feels great when it goes on.
So one thing I noticed out of what you were just saying there, which I want to touch on with the listeners. So when people hear high THC or rich in THC, they're probably thinking, oh, no,
I can't use it, I'll get
stoned, whatever it may be. So what keeps that product from that psychoactivity effect is where they're able to get all of that nourishment from the THC for pain relief but not feeling altered?
Very happy to talk about that. Topicals are the one THC-rich product that does not reach the bloodstream and therefore does not deliver psychoactivity when applied. If you eat or smoke or ingest, it goes right into the bloodstream.
Right.
But all the receptor sites that exist in the skin, which is our largest organ and is very full of receptor sites, to the endocannabinoid system that regulates keeping our body in balance and affecting rebalancing in the problem conditions. All of those receptor sites just absorb the THC, and we have really, in 5 years, had nobody really come back and say, I've gotten high from this. What's going on? It is pretty well known in the literature now that topicals, THC topicals, do not cause psychoactivity.
What if you're using it at like a pulse point, say, you know, where the veins are really close to the skin? Is there any worry that it could get into the blood at that point? And
again, it's the receptor sites soak it up.
Okay.
And generally speaking, I mean, they have to go through about seven layers of dermis before it gets to the bloodstream.
Not to get too scientific, but there are nanoparticleized products on the market that are meant to break through that barrier in which she's speaking.
Okay.
And so, but that's not one of these products.
Okay.
So you're able to use it pretty liberally in areas of pain for relief without feeling that way. I use it on my temples for headaches.
So
that's what I use it for. It gets rid of headaches for me.
One cautionary note is that some of the stronger patches, topical patches that some companies are producing does get to the bloodstream.
Okay.
And so we're talking here just about topical oils
creams.
Or creams on the skin.
Okay.
And then so speaking of the topicals and oils and creams, who are the majority of your customers you say would use them? Because I know a lot of times people are like, oh, it's a topical or something. It might be for someone who's a little older, but that's really not the case. It's kind of like wide open, right?
Absolutely. So what we say is that pain is a universal experience. And if you're lucky enough not to be in pain, you probably know or love somebody who is. You know, studies show that 1 in 3 Americans is in pain, and it cuts across, it cuts across all populations. And a lot of those cases, people don't necessarily want to get high, especially when they're at work. Maybe you hurt your ankle, but you still want to stay functional, or you have to stay functional. You're taking care of kids, you're driving, working. So a lot of the people that we hear from who use our product work on computers. They suffer from neck pain, shoulder pain, hand pain, a large segment of seniors, also athletes. We do know that a lot of women are buying for their family members because they're caregivers.
Sure.
Mm, we do have caregivers as well, people who are naturopathic doctors and chiropractors who are using it with their patients. But, you know, when we look at active lifestyle, that's another you know, big demographic of ours, people who get sprains and bumps and bruises. So it's really anyone suffering from pain.
And then so, and that's a good point. So as far as, you know, the people that are suffering from pain, what are some of the applications you can use it for besides just bumps and bruises and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, I would say generally the majority of the applications are arthritis, sprains, bruises, muscle and joint soreness, especially in hands and wrists and knees. Other people tell us that they're using it for neuropathy, especially in the feet, fibromyalgia, as we've heard from people about that. A lot of skin conditions. We hear people are amazed that it works for eczema and psoriasis. And even we've heard back from customers about shingles. You know, a few people have used it for shaving nicks as an aftershave.
Yeah, I do. I have a person that uses it for phantom limb syndrome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had to do some research on that. You brought up the neuropathy point, so that kind of sparked that memory in my head. But we do have someone that uses it for that, the phantom, and it seems to work for them. I think what it does is it's dulling the senses and their nerves there for them, so they're not as like firing off on them. They don't have that sensation.
It's amazing. So, we've only got a minute left.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, it goes by so fast.
The minute went so fast.
But I do want to ask, you've got a really convenient way to get the product too, with the roll-ons?
Absolutely. That was a new product line we introduced last year, and call it... basically take comfort with you, because they are very handy roll-on vials that really fit in a purse or a backpack or
a pocket
very easily. You could roll it on your neck in a board meeting. No one would know that you were applying pain meds to your neck.
And I know we don't have long and we're getting ready to wrap, but I will end with this, that it was the first hug I ever received at Mercy Wellness was from me you know, suggesting that a person take this home for their mother who suffered from arthritis so bad she couldn't even make a pot of coffee. Wow. And she came back crying, and I thought something was wrong. She gave me a big, huge hug. I'd only been there a few weeks, and I was crying with her. I didn't know why I was crying. And she said, I went to my mom's house to check on her, and I smelled coffee. And it was just the act of her being able to, like, make a pot of coffee. Didn't even realize that she just went back to her regular routine. She didn't even notice what she had done. She couldn't even hold a coffee cup a week prior. And a week of applying that was able to make a pot of coffee. I know that doesn't seem like a very big thing.
It's a huge deal.
But, you know, when you're able to give someone a taste of their quality of life back, it's a huge thing. I've always had a love for cannabis. I fell in love with cannabis, you know, starting working there and seeing what it does for people. So it's important to remember that.
Such great stories. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We're really grateful to you, Joey, and to Mercy in general, one of our very first clubs. It's been, you know, just a journey, and we're just grateful.
Yeah, so are we.
Well, go and find it at Mercy Wellness. This is KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.